From the Sioux Falls Skyforce, Mike Heineman. Hey, Mr. Heineman, good afternoon to you.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. You bet. You know, you had a lot of access. You had some access a couple of times going down to Miami, as they were, of course, an affiliate of the Skyforce during the last year or two. Kind of weird to see them still fighting for an NBA championship and knowing some of the guys you've dealt with over the past year.
Yeah, it's neat. I mean, obviously, for us to have Jarvis in there, even though he's not dressing, we figured out he'll be the first player who's been called up from the Skyforce and actually win an NBA title in that season if it happens for them. So obviously, we're rooting for that because Jarvis was, you know, great for our team, and it's great to see him succeed. And yeah, obviously, we built some relationship with the Miami guys over the years, so. We have a good connection with them, and hopefully it works out for them.
Spoelstra hasn't called you to ask you how they should defend the San Antonio Spurs or anything?
No, amazingly, he hasn't, but I'm waiting for it.
You know, a lot of talk, too, about the NBA draft coming up, and one guy that the Skyforce did not see when they were in Sioux Falls, Rio Grande Valley, but when you went down there late in the season, this Glenn Rice Jr. kid, a kid that's going to possibly be a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, it's funny. When they played up here, he didn't play at all, I don't think. I think he just sat on the bench, and he came on really strong towards the end of the season. And he's an intriguing prospect for this league. I mean, this is what we want. We want guys like him coming to our league and developing their game and showing that they can play professional basketball. And I hope he goes in the first round. It'll be a great story for our league, and obviously, you know, really good for him. And he's someone we really looked at. Drafting, we just obviously didn't. I wish we would have had now, but we didn't have a third or fourth round pick. He went in the fourth round, and we were going to take him with our second round pick, but we just thought it was a little too high, and I guess we were wrong about that. So, yeah, he's been great.
Mike, kind of clear up a little bit of confusion for maybe me and some others that I've gotten this question as well. When a guy has played in the D-League, but yet he's eligible to be drafted by other NBA teams in the NBA draft, What is the reasoning that he can play, but yet he's also eligible for the next year's draft?
Well, I think with Glenn, with Glenn's case, and I'm not 100% sure on this, but what my understanding is, he was enrolled in school last year, and then by the time he was at whatever, he was kicked out or he left the team, however it was.
Yep.
He was no longer obviously eligible for the NBA draft, but he wasn't eligible to be called up to the NBA because he had to be drafted. So he was down here all year with Rio Grande Valley with no chance of getting called up. So that makes him eligible for the draft because he was never he never put his name or was never eligible for the draft from the previous season. So that's happened a couple times in our league. Obviously, Glenn is this you know, a bright spotlight has been put on him, and that's why it's kind of playing out this way right now.
He's Mike Heineman of the Sioux Falls Skyforce joining us here in Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. And oh, this is the time of the year. Last couple of years, Skyforce maybe looking at offers, whether to become a hybrid or become some sort of an affiliation with an NBA team. What's the latest on that, and what is that timeline if it's going to happen?
The latest is things are going really well for us. It's going in the direction that we hope will lead to a deal here in the next couple of weeks, and all signs are pointing that way. So we're just waiting to hopefully get it all solidified here pretty soon.
Would it be a single affiliation partnership, or would it be a hybrid? Is it a combination? Can you say anything else about that?
Well, it would be a hybrid, and I guess they're kind of the same thing. Single affiliation is a hybrid. You can either sell your team, or you'd be a hybrid or an independent. We're not looking to sell our team. We're looking to not be an independent anymore, so we're obviously looking at the hybrid situation.
So with this, Mike, there would be no concern that the team would would up and move to a different location. The team would stay in Sioux Falls if this agreement that you're talking about would come to fruition?
Yeah, the team can't move from Sioux Falls. We still own the team. They just basically lease the basketball operations of the team.
Okay.
So, yeah, they would have no right to move the team, and that's one of the reasons we like the hybrid situation, because it brings the NBA product to our city a little bit more. If you see the 101 affiliations, how they've worked, a lot more player movement back and forth between the big club and the D-League team have happened in those situations. But with us, obviously we would hope that would happen here, but we still get to own the team and keep the team here in Sioux Falls, which is, the most important thing for us.
So what does this do for the coaching staff and all of the personnel? I know that everything is kind of in limbo. Does that mean that there's no chance that any of the coaching staff and Joel Abelson would be back? Does this mean that they absolutely will? Or what is the status of that because you're waiting on that hybrid?
Yeah, so the coaches obviously would now be hired by the NBA club. And I think Joel would have a chance just because he's a great young coach, very personable guy, knows the game, has you know, tons of energy. As you guys know, you've had him on your show. He's the type of guy who will do whatever you ask him to do, you know, and he's great. So I think he would have a shot at it. Obviously, we don't get to decide. I think I would have a little input in that, not necessarily decision, but process. And obviously, I would throw my weight behind Joel just because I think he did a great job for us this year, and I think he's got what it takes to, you know, to be an NBA coach someday. So while we won't have direct say in it, you know, we obviously will be giving our opinion whenever asked.
Mm-hmm. You're feeling pretty good, though, that something like this is going to happen and that we'll have an announcement in the next couple of weeks.
I do.
Hmm. I won't go there with other questions like this. Begin with the letter. No, I'm not going to go that way because I respect you guys waiting and wanting to finalize everything. I think it will be excellent for not only for you guys, Mike, for the ownership group, but also for Sioux Falls and the D-League if this does go through.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll be really good for us. It'll be a better product for the fans. It'll be nice for us to have that NBA connection, and it opens the doors to a lot of different things. So we're hoping it happens.
How about that? You get that done, and you get the Pentagon going this fall. You get your games in the Pentagon now. I mean, you get the Timberwolves to come for a game. You get Wisconsin to come to play for a game there. I mean, things are going to be pretty exciting there in the Pentagon.
This summer's a little bit busier than usual summers, so we're happy about it. It's been fun. It's all exciting things. You know, after this will be our 25th anniversary season.
Wow.
So, we've been around for a long time, and it's good to shake things up a little bit, and I think we're definitely doing that this summer.
I remember when Mayor Jack White, in his office, took the cape away and showed Skyforce. I remember that day vividly. Wow, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you guys, no doubt about it. Well, I'm hoping and I'm pretty sure we'll talk again here real soon in the next couple of weeks, some developments on that.
Yeah, I hope so.
By the way, season tickets, tickets for the Timberwolves exhibition game, are those available yet?
Well, the Timberwolves exhibition game, that'll all be done through Sanford. So we won't be running the tickets for that through our office. But our season tickets obviously are on sale now, and you can come down and, you know, see what the Pentagon looks like down at our office and see what seats are available. And, you know, obviously they're much more limited than they were in the arena. So we're hoping to sell as many as we can here very soon.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Thanks,
Mike Heineman from the Skyforce joining us on the Fan Line here this afternoon.